How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
And me, Tom Allen. Hi, everybody.
Hi. New cardigan?
Well, I've had it a little while, but it's my favourite and I wear it all the time.
I like it a lot.
Well, thank you. I've also got a matching cricket jumper in the same style. So it's essentially the same sort of vibe as the cardigan, but it just doesn't have the buttons.
Oh, and I like a cricket jumper.
An opening.
It depends if you want to get your boobs out.
Exactly.
If you're perhaps breastfeeding.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah. Exactly. So, you know, a lot to think about there. But how have you been, Sue?
Well, Tom, I'm pleased that you've asked because I've had a nightmare with the dentist.
Well, hang on. What's
happened? First of all, they've got a license to charge anything, haven't they?
It's just printing money, some of them, yeah.
I mean, printing money. And I told my dad the amount that my tooth was going to cost, and he said, you just want to have it out. I was like, no, I don't want to be missing a tooth.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it? Yes.
That's not the other option for me, having the tooth.
A front dentist?
It is at the back. It's at the back. It's a molar. But... I mean, it's all very boring. I had to get a crown. The crown didn't fit. They sent it away. They sent it back. I went this morning to have the crown fitted, the second crown fitted. The second crown doesn't fit.
Oh, my goodness. This is not what a queen like you expects for her crown.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so then, so I've had a load of injections and I've got a numb tongue. So I'm just letting people know at the beginning, in case I sound a bit drunk, I am. But also, I had an injection this morning.
Oh, that injection I find a little bit painful. I don't like
it. Do you know it is? And also, watching it go in, like the needle is so long.
No, I don't look at that. I do not look at that, Susie.
Well, I can't help. But I shut my eyes and then they'd numbed it so much I couldn't tell whether it was in. Is it in yet? And to quote Samantha from Sex and the City.
Yeah.
And then I looked and then I opened my eyes and I saw it and it was huge, like 3 or 4 inches.
My good.
Don't start. Don't make this rude.
Come on, come on.
Head out of the gutter, please, Thomas.
My eyes closed for all of that. Don't you worry about it. Don't look at any of it.
Yeah, I put in a podcast. She told me I could. She was like, would you like to listen to a podcast? It seems you're a bit stressed.
Not this one.
No, for heaven's sake.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Oh.
What's that about?
No, I'm only joking. I mean, for heaven's sake, I wouldn't listen to this. I listened to the one with Marina Hyde and Richard Osmond.
The about entertainment.
Which is very good.
Very insightful.
Very interesting.
Very insightful.
I feel a bit like in pain for no reason, which has made me feel a bit blue, if I'm honest.
So they couldn't do the crown?
No, crown didn't fit. Oh. Whipped the temporary crown on, went to pop it on. She didn't fit. A load of injections, a load of pain. Bish, bash, bosh. Off I go.
Oh, dear. Did you get to read some nice magazines?
No, because they didn't have any.
What?
I don't know. I think it's to get my tooth sorted, but...
Did they keep you waiting long? My dentist used to.
No. Oh, no, I was good. Straight in. They actually rang me. They were like, could you get in at 8:45? So round I ran around the ragged rock.
Mouth open, ready.
Oh, you saw the picture?
Just do it. Yeah, come on. Oh.
At one point, I had 4 hands in my mouth.
Again, what?
One person, obviously there was just 2 people, 4 hands, the classic.
Yes, the classic.
One person was like pushing my jaw down.
And then she like had like a fish hook in the side of my mouth so they could get round it. Oh, and they had like this thing pushing my tongue one way.
Oh, Suze.
Then the dentist had a drill and then she was using her other finger to wedge the other side open.
Oh, no.
I mean, honestly, I tell you who I feel like. Have you ever been to, oh, what's it called? What's that famous theme park in Sydney? That's like you have to go through a mouth to get into it.
Luna Park.
Luna Park.
Called? Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like that mouth going into
Melbourne.
Luna Park.
Is
yeah.
it in Melbourne?
Oh, it's in Melbourne. I don't know.
St Kilda, I think.
It's broadly in Australia.
It's somewhere in Australia. It can't be difficult to find. It's not a big place. but that's how you felt like going into, going to that clown's mouth.
Yeah.
That's how, oh.
It's so large.
Wow. That does sound very, quite an ordeal. I'd have to take the rest of the day off. I'd be quite exhausted by that.
But Tom, it happened last week as well because it didn't work because the crown didn't fit.
Sounds like a weekly
opportunity every week.
To have a rest day.
Would you know what I mean, babe?
I would sit on the sofa and lie on the sofa with the television on, watching some nice daytime television and dozing in and out of sleep on a day like that. That would be proper illness day.
Talking of watching TV,
yes.
I had a meeting last week.
Great.
Clang. Oh, I did the worst thing though. It was in Shoreditch House, but I went to Soho House and I was like, I'm early. Oh my God, I'm so really early. This is amazing. Look at me, early. And then I was like, why does it say it's on Ebor Street? That's in Shoreditch. And I was like, it's in Shoreditch House. So dash across to Shoreditch. Anyway,
it's their fault for having it in one of those places.
Yes. A very lovely meeting that I enjoyed thoroughly about, well, you don't need to know what it's about, but about a thing I might try and write. Anyway, the person that I was meeting, I referenced Call the Midwife and she looked at her phone and went, it's taking you 29 minutes to reference Call the Midwife.
But that's great.
That's great. People know.
People know you're on brand.
I'm on the brand heavily.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I think they are making the new series at the moment and yet still
my phone. No. I've got it on loudspeaker just in case they ring.
Do you think it's worth a wild goose chase to Chatham just to see if we can muscle in the background?
Well, do you think we should just turn up and go, oh, I should be on the call sheet?
Yes.
What's your name? Helen George.
It would be so embarrassing, wouldn't it, if we were just there at the dockyard gates trying to...
Do you know what it would feel like? You know those times that you and I have been to those... And I'm thinking like a couple of years ago, we would go to like parties where there were A-gays.
Oh,
and we'd be like terrified by the A-gays.
Yes, I'm still terrified by them.
And A-gays are like alpha gays. Is that what we call them, A-gays?
Awful gays.
Gays.
Whichever you prefer. Intimidating ones.
Intimidating, successful A-gays. It would feel like that party that we were at where we were like, I don't know who to talk to. Thank God we've got each other.
Yes, absolutely.
But we'd be dressed in 1950s gear.
I'd be in a Wimple. Yeah.
You'd have to get rid of that stubble.
Yes, you'd be on your bike, obviously.
You know me.
On, flapping in the wind.
Yes. My little medical bag.
Lovely little medical bag. Hello, sister. That sort of thing. They say that a lot, don't they?
Well, yeah, they call each other sister, don't they?
And
because of sister.
Is that... And then
anyway, we can't do another episode that's just about Call the Midwife, Tom. Mustn't. I think we're going to lose followers.
Well, if they're not down for it now, when are they going to?
I mean, what are they going to do? How has your week been? Pray tell.
Well, I had a lovely time in York and Scarborough and Sheffield at the weekend.
And
I had some reflexology. From a friend of the show, Eleanor's mum's friend, and Eleanor's friend, Carol.
Friend of the show, hello, Eleanor. Love Eleanor.
Love to Eleanor. A lovely time with the reflexology and felt so relaxed afterwards. Oh, had to sleep for 10 minutes. But I was in Eleanor's mum's house, which was sort of, and I was in their sitting room having it done. And they, bless them, were all creeping around, saying, oh, Tom's asleep, keep the noise down. And I thought, and I woke up hearing that and going, oh no, this is rudeness upon rudeness.
Could you imagine? He comes around and just sleeps on your sofa.
I mean, can you imagine it?
What a priss. What an absolute prissy.
What a priss.
He must
That's
sleep.
An expression.
Is that offensive, a priss?
No.
Do you know what I mean?
It. Yeah, of course I do.
Alice calls me a priss sometimes when I'm like, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm a bit stressed. She'll be like, okay, stop being a priss.
I've never heard it as a noun, to be fair. I've always heard it as a as an adjective, prissy, to be prissy?
Well, listen, we make up words down here in Brighton, and then we send them up to London.
All words have to start somewhere, don't they, Suze? But I really recommend Reflexology. I had a lovely time.
Now, are they still saying something about you having blocked channels?
No mention of my solar plexus, so I can only assume that's cured. So that's good, isn't it?
Oh, that's good news.
Maybe
we will take that.
I spent time in the sitting room, which is decorated yellow, because they said to me, get yellow in your life. You need yellow, solar plexus. Get it. They didn't say in quite a drag race way.
Solar plexus, get it.
Get it. Solar plexus would be a good drag name, actually, in a sort of, you know, one of those arty drag queens.
Yes, who like maybe had like literally the sun as her face, like painted her face yellow.
Oh, yes.
And then had like the cardboard sun, maybe.
Exactly. Like the drag queen in the first series or second series, who was kind of like had a really long neck and then a doll's head.
Oh, yes. I remember that.
I can't remember the name.
It wasn't like Aleska. No. I don't know.
But yeah, it was around that time. Oh, different times. Different times they were back then.
How were the shows? Are you having a lovely time?
Well, a lovely time, I have to say. Lovely time in York. We were had a lovely pizza beforehand. Ooh. Scarborough, fish and chips beforehand.
Very nice.
Sheffield, sushi beforehand.
Oh, so, which is, of course, where sushi comes from. So that
absolutely
makes sense.
They it's a perfect place to have sushi, I always think, Sheffield. Yeah. Sheffield in the sunshine was very nice, although there was a park where someone was having an illegal rave. We accidentally walked past at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Illegal or legal?
Well, I don't know, but it wasn't. I didn't see any signs up, Susie.
It's like, you know, sometimes that you see on roundabouts, like a piece of cardboard that
exactly
says like
a fluorescent roundabout sign.
Yeah, and it will have like a mobile number on it. Like, yeah, who's driving past that and thinking,
oh, I must note that down.
How can I note down this mobile number so quickly?
Oh, I fancy a rave on Tuesday.
Oh, and
next.
Look, Big Bob DJ is DJing. Yes. I'm really good at names. Big
yeah,
Bob
that's
DJ.
A good DJ name. It's a really good name. Big Bob.
You know Big Bob.
Big
he spins
Bob.
All the tunes.
Oh, he does, doesn't he? He really does. But all that, it was a bit like that, I imagine. But somebody just turned up with like massive banks of speakers. And I said to Eleanor, like, where are they plugging them in?
That is the question, isn't it? Do you think some sort of, you mean, you can have a portable charger, can't you, for a phone and things? But I think it might be harder if you've got a portable charger for a bank of speakers.
It was like a festival style speaker, but there was just like, I didn't understand where the power was coming from. I mean, what sort of extension lead have they got?
Maybe in Twickler's accessories?
Oh, maybe. Someone like that. Can we just borrow your plug socket?
Do you mind if I just plug in for a minute?
Or maybe someone around there they know runs a shop or something.
Yeah. Or is it like when you ask a waiter if they have a place where you can plug your phone in just for half an hour? Just to get you home. Could we have a rave just for half an hour?
Would you mind? We're just going to have a quick half hour rave.
And look, I know it's not your kind of music, but did you know the kind of music they were playing?
Well, that's the thing. I couldn't put my finger on it. It was very... I couldn't work out if it was...
Well, that'll stop the record if you do that.
I know.
You can't put your finger on it. You simply mustn't.
I've told you before. You'll scratch it. I couldn't work out if it was drum and bass, but it literally had no like cohesive like structure, because I always think drum and bass is quite repetitive, whereas this was just like, and then it would like, it was just like screeching for a bit, and then it was like,
oh,
it was all like, and then it was sort of, it was just, I don't know.
Were people having a nice time?
Well, that was the thing, they didn't seem to be having that nice time. And as it said on one of the local news outlets which I researched afterwards, scores of people, well, that's just multiples of 20, isn't it? Under 100.
Oh. Is that where score comes from? Because my dad would call a £20 note a score.
Well, because it's, yeah, score is 20, isn't it? Yeah.
But I didn't know that.
Scores of people.
I know that a dozen is 12. I'm not completely idiotic, but I didn't know that 20 was scores.
Dozens of people, they could have said, but somehow scores felt more impressive, I suppose.
Yeah.
But it wasn't hundreds, I don't think. So it was probably less than 100, but maybe 80.
An audience is an audience.
Hey, I'll take it. I nearly got on those speakers.
Hi guys, Tom Allen here. I'm going to drop some beats.
Hey guys, I don't know if any of you have heard the hit podcast Like-Minded Friends, but
do you think someone would maybe like to do a drum and bass version of our podcast?
Oh, I would love it if we'd been sampled, if we'd had our own voices coming out.
Oh, could you imagine? Hello and welcome. Hello and welcome. Hello, 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 hello.
Well, that
hello,
would have been, hello, I would have hello, found that quite hello. Creative.
Tom
but
Allen.
This was just like, if for example, you've ever been to Glastonbury, Then they have a whole area, Arcadia or something, where it's all like that. Or just a bit of what my dad would call just a row. It's not music. It's just a row.
A load of noise.
A load of noise. And I know we all like to let our hair down every now and then, but...
Even you.
Even I do.
Yeah, I've never been to Glastonbury. And I've realised recently, I've always really romanticised the idea of going. But I've had the opportunity to go for the last couple of years, which I know is very lucky.
Very lucky. I can't believe you're talking about it so flippantly now. People are going to be furious.
Don't, Thomas.
Don't. People who listen to this don't go to Glastonbury. I'm not assuming about our listenership, but I don't think they might do. But they might.
A handful, scores.
Scores. Maybe scores of them do, but I wouldn't say they're big Glastonbury fans.
But I don't know that it's for me, and I think that's okay.
Do you know what? I think it's fine to try it. Go there. And I think, or not, but I think you get to a point in life where you go, you know, I don't need this.
I just think the whole thing would stress me out so much. Where people are like, oh, it's amazing. Honestly, like, you're this deep into a crowd of people. And then, like, afterwards, it was amazing to see Elton John, but we had to walk 2 hours back to our tent. I'm like,
that
sounds really stressful. And then what about if I lost my friends? And then I couldn't find my tent.
And then the thing that gets
and then
my
everyone's
nerves is
really
that,
drunk. Oh God, oh, no!
And that girl in a bikini on someone's shoulders waving a flag, and I'd be like, "Get down!" Then, like, I can't see.
Yeah, and then someone else is lost, and you don't know whether to help them because are they drunk? Are they okay? Do I need to check on everyone?
What I will say about Glastonbury is people are very friendly. People
of course.
When I went with Eamon, friend of the show,
love Eamon,
does the design work for. My tour artwork. I think he did yours.
and mine, and does the Big Kick Energy merch. His brother.
Wow. There you go, everyone. Eamon was with me, and then we left early to avoid the crush in the car park. Mm. We got up early, packed everything up, and then couldn't find the car keys. And I was really annoyed because we got up early, and I was like, now we're going to be caught in this crush. This is awful. And then he was laughing because it turned out, well, they've been handed into Lost Property, which is a mark of Glastonbury and how nice people are. They find keys they have on the Lost Property. I was like, forget it. We're just stuck here. We've got to wait for a mechanic to come and get a replacement key. We may as well just walk back to London. And I had a gig that night years ago. And anyway, it turned out it'd fallen out of his pocket in a space where I had made him crouch so he could get a good angle of a photograph of me.
But, I think that's what they call, is that karma? Or is that sort of...
It's something. But it was lovely in lots of ways. People are kind, and people like if you lose a coat, they'll just pop it on a bush, wait for you to come back, retrace your steps. They're like that, you know.
Yeah, and I love all of that. I just think the amount of people I would find quite stressful.
You wouldn't. Yeah, I think I was younger then. I was excited by it. Now, no way, no thanks. No.
You would. Yeah, I couldn't tempt you.
Who's not really.
Well, I mean, if Elton John was there and you didn't go,
yeah, I'd be a fool to myself.
You know, but I feel like that's the main person that you'd like to see.
That's the main person I'd like to see there. But I think I wouldn't mind going to see, I don't know who I would desperately go and see. I think actually the best bits are around the main stage. They're not necessarily at the stage.
I also think that sadly, a lot of the time, and it's not just Glastonbury, it's lots of festivals, they release their lineups, and I don't know who people are.
Well, I don't know who anyone
is. This is the truth. Because I'm just listening to the same few albums. At the moment, it's Self-Esteem and Cat Burns. Loving them.
Well, that's a lovely combination.
Absolutely loving them. Living, laughing, loving.
Oh, that's great. You go through phases.
I go through phases with people. I go through phases.
I hear that.
Musical theatre's always there, you know, as a friend.
It's always there for you. Musical theatre's always there for you.
If I need a little cry.
Oh, yes, which we can all do with from time to time.
Yes, of course. What else do you need to tell me about, Tom? What did you do at the weekend? Were you on tour at the weekend? Have you used your barbecue again? We did have some nice weather.
We did have nice weather, but alas, I wasn't able to use it because I was...
Because you were at a rave in Sheffield.
Because I was at a rave on a roundabout. but then I did come back. I did the radio show I've been doing.
Of course. We all must be listening to Tom on the radio.
Sundays. I'm moving to Sunday mornings from this weekend.
That's very exciting, isn't it?
I'm very excited about that.
Good time too, Tom.
Virgin Radio. Do you think?
Oh, yeah, I think so. It's when people are prepping Sunday lunch.
That's what I think.
That's when I'll be listening to you, Tom.
When they're sort of coming into the day, a little bit, maybe a little bit delicate on a Sunday morning.
Sometimes.
Just in the mood for a good old time. And
good old time for a bit of you,
a bit of
maybe Miley Cyrus.
They might play Dua Lipa, maybe a little bit of Miley Cyrus.
No, they play a couple of Miley Cyrus songs.
Avril Lavigne, she's very popular. Very popular. So,
Avril Latrine would be a good name for a drag queen.
Well, we were talking about that would be a good name for a drag. Alfie and I were coming up with drag names, and his favorite was I think it's Prunella Bush, which is quite nice. Or yeah, Prune Bush.
Prune Bush.
Yeah, but
that's nice.
Yeah, and I can't remember what the other one was.
Mention that to Prue Leith next time you see her.
Oh yes, Prue.
Hi Prue.
Prunella. Prunella's a good name, isn't it? You don't get many babies called Prunella, though, do you, these days?
No, you don't. Alice and I were talking about whether we would one day get a dog, and we were trying to come up with a great name for what we would like would be a whippet.
Oh, the classic choice. Everyone's getting one.
Love those little faces. And we were saying that Marlene would be a great name for a whippet.
That's a great whippet name, Marlene. And would you get one called Boise as well?
Almost certainly. No, Cassandra. Two girls.
Oh, two girls. Yeah, Cassandra. With a really neat bob.
Yeah. But you can get those dogs, can't you? They've had a nice bob.
Oh, yeah. Imagine getting a dog and crafting its hairstyle so it looked like Cassandra from Only Fools and Horses. I would love that.
I would love that. Is this niche?
I don't think so. I also think like Cassandra from Only Fools and Horses, Raquel from Only Fools and Horses.
Raquel would be a great
name. Parts of our childhood. But where are they now?
Do you know, my cousin, Sophie, I don't think I've mentioned this in the podcast before. Emma, let me know if I have. My cousin... Sophie, who you know,
had
a situation a little while ago. She was working at the pub that she works in, and she fell not quite through the bar, but she tripped and she just went down like that. And they caught her on the CCTV, and she put it in the family WhatsApp group. And honestly, it was just like Dowboy falling through a bar. And
I bet
it was. I mean, everyone enjoyed it. I think she hurt herself, but everyone had a good time. She's still in hospital, but honestly, we laughed.
She is an absolute party.
Like, yeah, she's a one woman party.
When she walked into the dressing room in Portsmouth when they came to see the show, it was like 57 people had arrived.
Yeah,
and it was just
her and Nat.
Just her
just
and
Sophie and Ali.
Just so much fun for 20 minutes in that interval.
Yeah,
and then came into the restaurant where she works the next day, and she was again just so much fun.
She's like a Red Bull.
Yeah, she's like a Red Bull.
She'll give you she's great fun.
You know, there's radiators.
She'd do well at Glastonbury.
Oh, she would have a great time.
Because she's very good at being like laissez-faire.
Would she? She'd go along
with it. She doesn't worry about anything that happened the night before. She's very like, this is just what's happened and I am who I am and don't be judging people and I don't think people are judging me.
I love that.
She's not at all judgmental. She just doesn't know why anyone would be. So she's so chilled.
I love that.
She once said to me, I told her I was anxious, and she said to me, I don't think I've ever worried about anything.
Oh, what a way to be.
And I was like, this is incredible. How are we related?
I mean, poor Alf has been listening to me worrying about everything under the sun this week.
Oh, I've had a week like that, Tom.
Oh, have you, Sue?
Is it the weather? Is it our horoscopes? Is it the stars?
Is it the changing of the seasons? Yes.
Is it the season of love?
Seasons of love. Yeah, maybe.
What have you been worrying about? Just all the things?
Anything and everything, really. Anything and everything. Same. And then people say, well, what would make you happy? What would make you calm? And I go, I don't know, just sitting around having a pizza and a glass of wine. That's all I want, really.
Yeah. But
I think that Sophie should organise really like a camp where we can all go and learn how to be like her.
I think you'll bring the camp.
I'll certainly bring the wine.
Okay, let's do it. I mean, you know that if I said that to her, she'd be like, great, it's next Tuesday.
I would be there.
I'm there, huh?
Yeah. Maybe we should have some sort of festival, like That's Our Festival for Warriors.
Which is just me, you, and my cousin Sophie being like, guys, chill out. You two are too much.
And us being like, I just think, you know, what if?
Oh, I've had the exact same week.
Oh, isn't that funny?
That's so funny.
Suze, it's taken us to this point to discover that.
Even though we have been messaging all week about random nonsense.
Yes, I know. And then we didn't think to say this.
But we didn't say, by the way, how are you? It was just, look at this hilarious meme.
Oh, my goodness. I just worry. And, you know, what I just find things to worry about. Just finding things to worry about.
Totally.
And, you know, not going, well, you know, all you can do is try and be a good person and do your best. But somehow in my like polluted mind, it will not, that will not be enough.
No. No. Yeah. We must just, you know, do as much as we can. Do our best. Be good friends. Be good people.
Be good people. But it's not enough somehow.
People who need people.
Oh, I saw someone the other day who looked a bit like Barbara Streisand.
Was it Barbara Streisand?
It wasn't Barbara Streisand, though.
No, if she was doing Glastonbury, that's someone I'd get crushed for.
But can you imagine?
Do Yentl!
Like Miss Streisand in those sandals. Oh, in the mud. No way.
Oh, yeah.
She'd be seen there. She wouldn't. She would maybe be helicoptered onto the stage, but sing from the helicopter, and then the helicopter take that from
A helicopter on stage? What, like in Miss Saigon?
Like Miss Saigon, yeah. Like in Miss Saigon.
I remember seeing that at the Mayflower Theatre, Southampton, when I was about 14, and thinking, I mean, looking back, I mean, it was like, you know, a wooden, you know, helicopter. It was probably like a child's helicopter, but it was just done with like mirrors.
I never saw it. My mum went with Auntie Marilyn.
She might have. Well, your mum and Auntie Marilyn might have been to the one in the West End. We saw the touring company.
And they didn't tour a helicopter?
But they did have a little one. But I remember thinking, this is glamour.
Wow. I would have loved a little one. I would have loved that. You know, I've never seen it. Never seen this before.
Oh, it's really like, it's like beautifully sad. You'd love it. It's like really sad.
Have you been to see Phantom?
Tom, come on.
Because I only went for the first time a few years ago.
Yeah, me too. I went a few years ago, yeah.
If they toured that, do you think they'd tour the full chandelier?
The gondola?
And there's a lot to tour there. You can see where they can't do it,
there's
really
been a crash. The gondola's stuck up the M6.
Oh, I know. Imagine.
We're going to have to do it with a pedalo tonight.
One of those swan ones. Oh, I would
Christine.
Love to see that. The Portsmouth
what
version.
I would pay.
What is the Portsmouth Players? What are they called? The Amdram company?
They're called the Portsmouth Players, yeah.
Oh, and I met a makeup artist who knows you the other day. Oh, a message is coming in. When I was on Loose Women.
Clang. Oh, yeah, he's been on everything this week.
He's been doing everything because we had the last one of The Apprentice. So I was touting my wares, telling people about it.
Oh, I love it. No, just tell us quickly, what was Loose Women like?
Lovely fun. It is a
Was
like
it great fun?
It was fun. It's quite... it's quite an experience to be interviewed by four people at the same time.
Yeah, but I bet. Is it the kind of thing where you feel like if I had a glass of wine, this would actually be easier?
Yes, exactly. But you can't really do. It's difficult to do that at 12:15 or whatever.
Oh, come on! It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Come on! But it was lovely. I have to say, a lovely experience. And but the makeup artist and was it there? It was one of the places I was anyway. Oh,
he's had his makeup done a lot this week.
He's had a lot of
makeup. He's been powdered. That head has been powdered left, right, and centre.
With this massive face that doesn't stop and keeps going all the way back, they get through a lot of makeup.
Keeps going all the way.
They have to get like another compact out. But she lived down the road to you when you lived in the old house in Portsmouth where you grew up.
Rosie Lee.
Rosie Lee. That's her name.
I love Rosie Lee.
You know her then?
I know her, yeah. She was one of six.
She was one of the six?
No, she was one of six children.
Oh, yes, she said. And it was always busy, so she went over to your house for a bit of peace and quiet or something.
Yes, but I just wanted to go to her house because it was
party
so
house.
Fun. Yeah, because there was just so many of them.
Mm, lovely.
There was one like, yeah, I think like a couple of years apart for like 12 years.
How fun.
Yeah, I thought that was amazing. And my mum was like, oh, God, her poor mum. She must be knackered. I'm knackered with you two. I don't know how she does it.
And I tell her, like, it wasn't on Loose Women. It was on something else. But it was, because she works with James Martin. Yeah.
Oh, well, listen, Rosie Lee, if you're listening, a lovely girl, a lovely makeup artist, a lovely person, a lovely family.
A lovely person to hang out with.
A lovely neighbour.
A lovely neighbour. So I thought I'd pass that on to you.
I
knew
appreciate
I should say something this podcast. So I'm glad I got that out of the way.
Well, listen, we'll see you all next week. We don't see you through the window, we'll see you through the week.
We'll see. And if you're worrying, just know that you're not alone. And your worries are completely valid and completely important. You should probably.
And you're not alone because there's ghosts everywhere, and there's someone underneath your house.
And I always think it's important to remember, if things are going well, that's just fate punishing you when it really comes crashing down afterwards. So
that's, if it's going well, it can only go well for so long.
But so remember, I hope that helps. There will be a punishment that the universe will exact. So try and put that in your thoughts. This is literally what goes through my mind, though.
Yeah, of course.
So I'm only joking. If you are feeling sad, don't feel sad.
No, I'm with you, Tom. I'm with you.
But, you know, just remember, if it's a nice day, then you're probably not appreciating, even if you are appreciating it, you're probably not appreciating it as much as you should. And then you should feel guilty.
Don't put pressure on people, Tom.
No, I just...
Right, you be quiet, guys. Don't worry. Listen.
That is what's in my mind all the time.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you an address.
How lovely it is. Oh, but you're not enjoying it as much as you should be. Because what if you don't see another day like today? That's how it goes through my mind.
Listen, don't be too hard on yourself. Enjoy things when you can enjoy them. You're a very busy man. You've got a lot of things to do. And it's okay if you don't appreciate every sunshine.
You're right. Okay, I'll try.
Okay, we'll see you next week. Sorry. Yeah, go and have a sandwich. Have you had any lunch?
No, Mum did me a croissant earlier, but that...
Oh, Tom, you're hungry. That's the problem.
Oh, everyone, just go and have something to eat.
Okay, just have something else to eat. Okay, bye.
All right, bye for now then. Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.